Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Lelit Group Half Year Results 2020 conference call. I'm Alessandro, the Chorus Call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Roger van der Weide. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to welcome you to our conference call in connection with the half-year 2020 financial results of Lelit Group, which we have published earlier this morning. My name is Roger van der Weide, CEO of Lelit Group, and I'm here on the phone together with our CFO, Alexis Rubinstein. It's our pleasure to have you all in the call, and thank you for taking the time for this conference. In the next couple of minutes, we would like to walk you through our half-year results slide presentation. As you have seen, the presentation is available at the Lelit Group website, and we will go slide by slide. I will start with a brief summary of our performance in the first half of the year, and will also touch on the measures we took to address the COVID-19 situation. Then Alexis will provide a more detailed overview of our first half financial results, and I will then turn to our business priorities for the second half of the year, as well as our financial outlook. After the presentation, we will be happy to take your questions. So to start, let's go directly to page number 4 of the slide deck. Obviously, as for the whole luxury goods industry, our performance in the first half of the year was heavily impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Let me give you a quick overview how the situation developed for Lelit Group. In January and February, we had a good start to the year. However, the unfolding of the pandemic and the related lockdown measures then started to affect our business across all regions and segments. In particular, due to the temporary closures of points of sales and our hotel restaurants, in most countries from mid-March to end May, our retail as well as our wholesale business significantly declined. Against the backdrop of the top-line slump, we took a number of immediate cost savings measures, which to some extent offset the decline in sales in the period. Since mid-May, we have seen improving sales trend in all business segments. However, the global economic downturn is continuing to impact our business. For the full year 2020, and I will come back later on this again, we are expecting a less pronounced decline in sales than in the first half of the year, provided, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic does not intensify again. Let's now turn to the next page, which summarizes our financial performance in the first half of the year. Total group sales declined by 30%. As I said before, worldwide lockdowns affected our business across geographies and segments. At the same time, personal costs decreased by 18%, and other operating expenses were 36% lower than in the previous year period, which reflects the significant cost savings measures that we implemented. Profitability in the first half was not only impacted by the lower sales, but we also decided to take an impairment charge in the amount of 4.3 million euro on the Lelit brand value. This impairment reflects the subdued outlook and the related delay we expect in implementing our strategy for the Lelit business following the COVID-19 crisis. Including this impairment charge, profitability at EBIT level was minus 10 million euro. Excluding the impairment, the EBIT stood at minus 5.7 million euro. This brings me to the last point on this slide, and let me underscore this also in the current difficult economic environment. Lelit Group continues to have a solid liquidity and capital position. In particular, our balance sheet remains strong with an equity ratio of 50.7% as of the end of June, slightly higher than at the end of last year. Let's turn to page 6 now, which shows the product portfolio that we have built over the past years, in line with our proven diversification strategy, aiming at appealing to a broad target clientele in the luxury goods market. The graphic shows our two main divisions. On the left-hand side, there is the Lelit segment with its 6 business pillars, totaling sales revenues of 24.2 million euro, around 50% of the half-year sales. On the right-hand side, there is the beauty division with the Ultrasun segment that has shown pleasing growth in the past years, as well as the perfume business with the brand portfolio, with Brioni to be added as of spring 2021, following the launch of its first perfume line. On the bottom, there is the fine spirits business with the single malt whiskey brand, The Glenturret, the revenues of which are still low and will start to increase following the launch of the new whiskey assortment and the reopening of the restaurant and visitor center after their renovation. We are convinced that diversification continues to be a key strength of our group and will pursue this strategy going forward. Let's move on to the next slide, which summarizes what measures we took to address the COVID-19 situation as the pandemic unfolded in the first half of the year. Of course, the top priority consisting in protecting all of us, our employees, partners, and customers. Further, we wasted no time to implement significant cost savings measures in order to partly offset the decline in sales following the worldwide lockdowns. We also applied a strict cost and cash management to preserve our liquidity in this period of restricted business environment. With this, let me now hand over to Alexis Rubinsztein, who will give you a more detailed overview of our first half 2020 financial results.
Thank you very much, Roger. Also from my side, I would like to welcome you all to this conference call. To look at our first half financials in more detail, please turn, let's go to the page nine, on which you can see here the key figures of our consolidated P&L for half year 2020. We see here a decrease in our revenue from 70 million down to 49.1 million in all our activities. I will go more into details in the slide that will follow on this. Retail and wholesale have been affected equally by this sales reduction. Nevertheless, we see that we managed to significantly compensate this loss in sales by personnel cost reduction of 18% and other operating expenses by 36%. Personnel cost reduction reflecting also the possibility to use furlough, especially in France, where we have around 400 staff. On the operating expenses side, mainly focusing on marketing activities reduction as well as lease negotiation and a very strict control of our cost during the first semester. The EBIT decline down to 10 million, also reflecting as well as the loss in sales, but also a reduction in OpEx, but also in a 4.3 million impairment charge on the Lalique brand value, reflecting the uncertainty in the short-term forecast that we have for the brand right now. The decrease, the book value as of end of 2019 was at 43.3 million and has been booked at 79 million as of end of June 2020. Without this impairment test, this impairment charge, our EBIT would have been at 5.7 million euro this year versus 0.5 positive during half year semester 2019. Let's go now to the page 10 with an overview of the result breakdown by segments, which are Lalique, Ultrasun, Jaguar, Grez, and other brands. As usual, I will go segment by segment in the slide that will follow. Just let me point out that here we see that Lalique, our largest segment, has a decrease in sales of 31%, while our second largest segment, Ultrasun, was slightly less affected than the others, with a decline in sales of 20%. Regarding other brands, also we need to point out that Lalique Beauty Services our perfume filling factory increase in its shares of sales in this segment, thanks to the production and the distribution of hand sanitizers, starting from the lockdown in France mid-March, mid-April. Before we look at each segment, let's go to the page 11, which give you an indication of the sales trend since the beginning of the year. So on this chart, we can clearly see here that we had a good start from 1st January till mid-March, with a plus 9% in January, and a slight decrease starting from mid-February with the downturn in China, and a drastically decrease from mid-March till mid-May with the global lockdown worldwide. From mid-May, we see a good trend, and our sales is increasing since the end of main lockdown, especially in Europe. And we see here that end of August, we were above 80% of the targeted level of sales, and also compared to 2019. Let's go now segment by segment, starting with the on slide 12 with the Lalit segment. So as said, we have a decrease in sales of 31%, mainly due to perfume business and gastronomy, particularly for the perfume business, affected by the difficult market condition in US and in the UK, which have been particularly affected by the delayed lockdown and also the delay for the implementation of economic supporting measures. Other pillars like decorative objects, jewelry, art suffered less, minus 21% during the first semester, whereas obviously hospitality business, as we were forced to close during 3 months in France, has been particularly affected, minus 50%. Same as for at group level, the decrease in costs has significantly compensated the loss in sales and margin. Furlough on one side for personal expense, and also cost controlling on the other side, with a strong decrease in cost of 6.1 million for the first semester. As already said, in the context of uncertainty of short-term forecast, we had to impair the brand for 4.3 million as of end of June, resulting in an EBIT of 10.7 million euro. Without this impairment charge, the EBIT would have been at 6.4 versus 4.5 million last year. With this, let's go to the page 13 and Ultrasun, which have been slightly less affected than the other segments. Thanks to the good performance in the key markets, Switzerland and UK, and also the good performance in pharmacy, drugstore business, as well in as online and digital sales. The EBIT margin remains very satisfactory at 16%, at 2 million. Taking into consideration also the decrease in cost of 7%. Now let's go to the slide 14 and our larger perfume brand, Jaguar, for which we knew a sales down by 40%, a comparable of other brands in the perfume industry. We suffered a lot in the US and UK market for the reason mentioned before, particularly affected by the COVID-19 crisis. But the EBIT, despite the decrease in sales, the EBIT remained positive at 0.2 million. on the gray segment, and same on page 15, same for Jaguar. The sales were down to by 39%. The revenues have been mainly impacted by the downturn and difficult market condition in Latin America, the top market for this brand. And despite an EBIT decline by 0.6 million, we still achieved break-even as of end of June. Let's turn now to the other brand segment on slide 16. This segment includes the perfume brands Bentley and Samurai, the whiskey distillery Glen Turret, as well as our perfume filling factory, Lalique Beauty Service. So the half semester EBIT loss is fully explained by the loss at Glen Turret. It's true that we had a very strict lockdown in Scotland, and the touristic center income revenue were close to zero during the first semester. While the launches of the hospitality center and the whiskey new products will be delayed until year end. As mentioned before, we need to highlight here also the increase in sales at the perfume filling factory Lalique Beauty Service, thanks to the production and distribution of hand sanitizer since April. To conclude this part, now let's go to the page 17 with an overview on our balance sheet. So as you can see here, our balance sheet and the main financial KPI remain solid and satisfactory, despite an increase in working capital and especially on top sellers perfume inventory due to the sales decline in perfume and also due to the Glen Turret inventory buildup. Our net cash position remained positive at 4.9 million. The liquidity ratio, which reflects the capacity of covering short-term liabilities with current assets, is still at a good level of 1.7 versus 1.8 in 2019, while our net debt has decreased by 5.1 million, mainly due to the financing of our investment in both factories for environmental requirements as well as in the Glen Turret Hospitality Center. Finally, we see here also that our equity ratio remains above 50% at 50.7%. With this, I hand back to Roger for the first and last part of the presentation.
Thank you, Alexi. To start this part, let's go directly to slide 19 with our business priorities for the second half of the year, which continues, unfortunately, to be marked by the COVID-19 situation. Of course, the top priority remains protecting our health of our employees, customers, and partners, as the COVID-19 virus is here to stay. We will manage our business in accordance with regional and local market conditions, thereby continuing to apply a strict cost and cash management. In this context, we will in particular resume three strategic initiatives which we had to freeze and postpone during the pandemic. That is to say, in Q4 2020, the rebranding of the Glen Turret, including the launch of the new whiskey assortment and the reopening of the restaurant and visitor center following their renovation. This was originally planned for spring 2020. Second, in spring 2021, we will launch the first perfume line under the Brioni fragrance license. This was originally planned for fall 2020. And third, in Q4 2020, the start of operations of our new perfume distribution subsidiary for the Middle East region, which is currently in the process of being set up as a joint venture with our partner for the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. This brings me to the next page, slide 20, with our financial outlook. So for the full year 2020, given the improved sales trends since mid-May, we expect a less pronounced sales decline than in the first half of the year.
and for 2021, we expect sales growth in the low double-digit percentage range compared to the 2020 levels. That said, we have seen in the first half of the year how fast things can change. As we have also noted on the slide, our outlook is barring a negative development of the COVID-19 situation or other unforeseen events. Finally, with regard to our midterm targets that we have communicated in April 2019, together with our 2018 results, they will obviously be delayed due to the COVID-19 situation, as we have already announced. As it is still quite impossible to predict how the situation will continue over the winter and into next year, we are not in a position to provide an update on how much delay we expect, and will do so when we announce our results for the full year 2020. To sum it up, let's finish with page 21. The negative business performance, which was due to the corona pandemic, was partly offset by rapidly implemented cost savings measures, which also helped preserving our solid liquidity and capital position. We hit rock bottom in April and have seen improving trends since the second half of May, which leads us to anticipate further improvements until year-end. We will resume selected projects and initiatives in a business environment that is not expected to normalize again soon. Last but not least, we will stick to our strategy, which is based on a long-term view as well as diversification. With this, I would like to thank you for your attention, and Alexis and I are now happy to take your questions.
The first question comes from René Weber from Vontobel. Please go ahead.
Morning, Roger. Morning, Alexis. I have three questions. The first one, you are talking that you want to move more into online sales. Could you tell us a little bit more how much is already now and how it developed in the first half year? Second question goes into Blenders. Could you tell us if the renovation has already been finished, how big the CapEx was? I assume that the negative minority impact we have on the profit and loss account is mainly coming from Blenders or probably partly also from LALIC Japan. The third question regarding your own boutiques. Now you have 29. How do you see it looking into the future? Do you expect further openings, or does it go the other way around that you close some of the current outlets? That's it from my side.
Thank you, René. Yes, online sales, obviously, there has been a shift of our business activities in general on digital. Of course, product launches have been done through virtual launches, also to replace trade shows that have all been canceled. We have seen, as far as our own online sales are concerned, the sales have actually doubled in the first half compared to the previous year. However, we are still in the single-digit figure when compared to our global sales. What is also worth mentioning is that we have intensified our collaborations with e-retailers on ultrasound. That includes Amazon UK, for example. It includes Hut Group for worldwide, and also Tmall in China. On the perfume side, this includes significant sales increases with Notino, which is a European e-retailer. Also, we are collaborating with local retailers' e-business. That includes, for the U.S., for example, Macy's, Nordstrom, Neiman Marcus, in U.K., Harrods. On the perfume side, we are also working with Tmall in China. That would be for your first question. On Blenders, the CapEx for the renovation is 2 million pounds. The UK, having been in a longer lockdown than the rest of continental Europe, the works have only resumed around mid-August, and therefore we anticipate the renovation works to be finished in the course of November, which is the reason we are planning the rebranding and the relaunch as in early December of this year, of course, if everything goes by the plan. In terms of shops, we have considered the closure of certain shops which are losing money, given that we don't anticipate a quick recovery, in particular not in 2021, and therefore we have closed shops in Tokyo. We have closed shops in the US as well as in Europe. For the time being, we don't plan new openings, but of course we will maintain a presence in key or strategic markets. And when the time comes, of course, we will consider new openings, which might be the case in China, since China has resumed business after an earlier lockdown and is currently not at pre-COVID levels, but almost there. Does that answer all your questions?
Yes, thank you.
The next question comes from Daniel Burki from ZKB. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I would have a question regarding the cost structure, because you did quite an impressive job in reducing especially the other operating expenses by 5 million. So also in the personnel level, how much of these costs, let's say, will come back in the second half, let's say, because short labor is finished or the concessions you get at the rent? That's the first one. And then maybe on the perfume side, the Lalique perfume seems to be more under pressure than the other brands. How you do explain this first? And then second, also on perfumes, how much of your overall perfume sales are linked to airport, means to traveling, and especially under pressure in the current environment? Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Burki. Yes, of course, the costs will are expected to increase in the second half of the year. Of course, furlough will decrease. We are still maintaining most of the staff in furlough, but of course at a lower rate than in the first half, especially during the lockdown. Of course, we obtained payment waivers for rents, which were also related to lockdown. So of course, we will not benefit from this in the second half. And on other operating expenses, we will monitor our marketing and advertising expenses, including expenses related to product launches. As I said, we will resume a certain number of projects, but not all that we had originally planned for the second half of the year, as well as 2021. So expect costs to increase in second half, but still at a low level. Your second question was relating to travel retail. So the answer is quite simple. We don't have a big travel retail business. As we have discussed this in the past, our brands being kind of niche brands and are less sought after in the travel retail, and therefore the current situation with a almost non-existing duty-free business has hardly any impact on our business. We used to do online sales mainly with perfumes and ultrasound airline sales, meaning in aircrafts,
Of course, this business has decreased, but it was not significant even pre-COVID-19, so it doesn't have a big impact.
Maybe on the Lalique perfume?
Yes, you mentioned that Lalique perfume has struggled more than other brands. The reason being that niche brands in the current economic downturn are more impacted than semi mass brand, if I may put it this way. So that explains why Lalique and Bentley are around minus 50% for the half year, while Grey and Jaguar are closer to minus 40%.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Ivo Ruch from Finanz und Wirtschaft. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I have two questions. The first one is, you mentioned improving trends since May. Can you tell me something about which segments recovered fastest? And then the second would be, since you see yourself in a good financial situation, do you see opportunities to acquire further brands?
Good morning, Mr. Ruch. On your first question, if you look at slide 11 of our presentation, you can see that since May, our sales overall have improved. Down 41% for the month of May to 19% and 18% minus for July and August respectively. In terms of segments, given that perfumes were the most heavily impacted, obviously this sector has made a stronger recovery. For example, then Lalique that only declined by roughly 25% for the half year. Lalique, the case with Lalique is that we have very loyal customers there, which to some extent are less sensitive to an economic downturn or crisis, and therefore they keep purchasing even during a lockdown period. On the Ultrasun. There, it has to be said that we still have a seasonal business, meaning that the lion part of our sales are done in the first half generally, and in particular in January and February. And this is the reason why Ultrasun overall was less impacted, only by only minus 20% in the first half. So obviously, recovery there is not as strong. And also, again, knowing that our second half sales for Ultrasun are always lower than the first half sales. I hope that answers your first question. On the mm-hmm. second, opportunities for new brands, we are continuing to watch the markets, and we are not considering the outright acquisition of any brand or business at this stage, but if there are opportunities for new perfume license, then we will try to explore these opportunities, and if we are able to sign a contract with an interesting brand, we would do that even within the next month or next year.
Thank you.
We have no further questions at this time.
Okay. If there are no more questions, then we would like to thank you again for attending this telephone conference. We hope you all stay safe and healthy, and we look forward to speaking to you or hopefully seeing you in person next time. Thank you very much, and have a nice day.